glad you could be with us on this Wednesday morning, September 30th, 2015. I'm Kent Klein in for Tim Farley, and you've found the morning briefing here on POTUS. Coming up in a little while, we'll talk with David Payne, a partner at Vox Global and an adjunct professor at the George Washington University. We'll talk about John Boehner's resignation and how that could affect the Republican Party and the conservative voters and the whole budget process as well. That and more is coming up right here on POTUS, and I'm looking forward to having you with us for that. After 81 years, funding for the Export-Import Bank has run out. The Senate has voted to renew funding, but the House has not, in part because of opposition from the Republican Party's right wing. The bank helps American businesses export products and services by lending money to their overseas customers. It underwrites private sector domestic loans to American exporters. Joining us now is Governor Haley Barbour, who is campaigning for a renewal of the bank's funding as part of a group called the Exporters for Ex-Im Coalition. Governor Barbour, as you'll recall, was chairman of the Republican National Committee from 1993 to 1997. He was governor of Mississippi from 2004 to 2012. And you can find him on Twitter at Haley Barbour. That's H-A-L-E-Y-B-A-R-B-O-U-R. Governor, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kent. Thank you very much for having me.
Glad to have you here. So why do we need an export-import bank, and why should people outside the Beltway be concerned about this?
Well, the reason we need an export-import bank is we do not have a level playing field in the export world. There are many of our friends who are against Ex-Im say, on a level playing field, the American manufacturer can compete with anybody, and that's totally true, but we don't have a level playing field. America has the highest corporate world among developed nations, 35%. Additionally, we're the only developed nation that taxes double foreign profits. When you pay your taxes for what you make overseas, then bring it back to the United States, tax it again, which is why there's more than $2 trillion of American companies' profits that are stranded overseas because they don't want to pay another 35% tax on top of what they've already paid where they earn the money. So we don't have a level playing field. More than 60 countries have a what's called an Export Credit Administration. We call ours the Export-Import Bank. It actually makes money, Kent. The American taxpayers benefited several hundred million dollars last year from the business of the Export-Import Bank. It generally guarantees loans, doesn't make loans, but generally guarantees loans for American products to be exported. Very importantly, and General Electric just made a big announcement about this, many projects overseas, a company cannot bid on that project. They cannot make a proposal to do the project unless their country's Export Credit Administration supports them. They were moving some jobs to Canada because they've got projects they can't even bid on because our Export-Import Bank has been allowed to, its authorization to run out, so they cannot even bid on these projects, which means they have to move the production to another country where that country's Export Credit Administration will support the project. So this is not for a lot of companies, you get the impression, well, they're protesting that Congress hasn't renewed. In fact, they are forced to move the jobs overseas, or they won't be allowed to bid on the project. So they'll just lose the project. When you see that this year exports are down about 3.5% from the United States to the rest of the world, we understand that this is about jobs. This is about the jobs of companies that export, but very importantly, it's about jobs of companies that are suppliers to exporters. You mentioned I was governor of Mississippi, and where I became knowledgeable about this, Caterpillar has 6 facilities in Mississippi. 3 of them are remanufacturing facilities. Most of what they do there is export. 1,400 jobs in Mississippi, and that's very important. They're good jobs. But additionally, Caterpillar has 202 companies in Mississippi that supply those 6 facilities. hundreds and hundreds of more jobs for small businesses that name would never show up on anything that you'd see, but they are making things and selling them to the Caterpillar plants in Mississippi, which then are exported. So this is about jobs and our economy. It's about small businesses as well as big businesses. About 90% of all the Ex-Im Bank business is done in support of small businesses, not big businesses.
Now, Governor Barber, outgoing House Speaker John Boehner has been a supporter of the Ex-Im Bank, but Kevin McCarthy, who wants to be the new speaker, he's going to need the Tea Party support to get that job, and as a result, there's speculation that he might oppose renewing funding for the bank. Do you think there's much chance of either changing his mind or getting the House to vote before Speaker Boehner steps down?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, the Senate has voted three different times this year to reauthorize the Ex-Im Bank by very large margins, 2-to-1 type margins, 60-something votes, so very bipartisan. The House has not been allowed to vote. If the House votes, I think everybody agrees that there will be a large majority in favor of reauthorizing the Ex-Im Bank, but there hadn't been a vote yet. So the most important thing, and there are 60-something Republican co-sponsors of the bill to reauthorize the Ex-Im Bank, the biggest thing is for them to succeed in getting Speaker Boehner, or assuming later Speaker McCarthy, if he gets elected Speaker, which I expect he will, to have a vote. I think there will be a vote before Boehner goes, and because, as I say, the reason I think that, because the Senate has repeatedly voted for it. Today, both houses of Congress are going to vote on the continuing resolution to keep the government funding to the middle of December. That bill has already been through a big process in the Senate. We know what is in it. It does not include the Ex-Im Bank, but proponents of the Ex-Im Bank, all they're asking for is give us a vote.
Governor Barber, thanks for being with us. We're talking with Haley Barber, former governor of Mississippi and former chairman of the Republican National Committee. Do you think the fight over the Export-Import Bank is indicative of the rift we have going between the so-called business wing of the Republican Party and the Tea Party wing?
Well, I don't think the Tea Party per se. I mean, remember, tax enough already, which is the source of TEA, Tea Party. Almost every Republican agrees with that. This is mostly about tactics. Ronald Reagan, for whom I used to work, was not a proponent of the Ex-Im Bank, but he said we should not have unilateral disarmament for our business community and take exports away from them when all the other countries in the world have export credit administrations. At that time, there were about 30 export credit administrations. Today, there are more than 60. And I think President Reagan was right. He said the right way to get rid of the Export-Import Bank, if you're going to do it, is have negotiations with all get rid of it. We've done that on tariffs, and Reagan was great at eliminating tariffs so that we could export American goods overseas. While George Bush was president, the second George Bush, exports went up 80% in 6 years. They've gone up far less than that in the 6 years under President Obama. Joe, exports have actually gone down 3.5%. We need the jobs that exports provide, and Reagan was right. Unilateral disarmament is stupid. I mean, it's not conservative, it's stupid. But if we want to actually get everybody to get out of the export credit administration business, that's something different, but that's not even being attempted. What we're talking about here is taking away a tool from every American business and letting everybody else keep it to give them an even greater advantage when we already tax our businesses at much higher rates. We do not have a territorial tax system, so we tax foreign profits twice when nobody else does this. Just not right to ask our companies and the millions of employees that they have, it's not right to ask them to compete with one hand tied behind their back.
Governor, just very quickly, you were RNC chairman from 1993 to 1997. It's a different Republican Party today, isn't it?
Well, it's bigger. Some of the changes that began in the 1993 and 94 election cycle, which was very positive for Republicans, have continued. Our party is bigger than it was. We have 31 governors, a majority in both houses of Congress. And as things get bigger, some people have differences. One of the things about, I mean, and you expect them to have differences, but one of the things about our differences, they're not much differences over policy or philosophy. They're differences over tactics. Should you shut the government down to get rid of funding for Planned Parenthood? Every Republican, just almost to the person, voted and has voted to get rid of funding for Planned Parenthood after this scandal has become so obvious. Yet, most of them believe shutting the government down will accomplish nothing. It will not defund Planned Parenthood one iota. And so most of the differences are about tactics. And we need to continue to work on that. And I'm comfortable that Republicans will be very united next year, whoever we nominate for president, because we don't want Obama to have a third term.
Governor,
which is what the effect would be.
It's been great talking with you, and thanks for being so generous with your time.